I am happy to introduce our first speaker, Don from Arroyo Grande.
Thank you. I'm gonna get my timer.
Take your time.
Shush. Oak. This guy over here. My name is Don Zavacki. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for asking me. I'm super grateful to be here. Welcome, Jasmine. I did not want to be an Alcoholics Anonymous when I first got here, especially on a Saturday night. My Saturday nights looked a lot busy. Actually, by this time, I'd probably be on like my third nap of the day because we started at my bar at 8 a.m. You know, yeah, it was hardcore Saturdays. And then, you know, they would tell us to gracefully leave, so then we'd have to go to the liquor store. Life is very different today. My sobriety date is 8/9/22, so I have about 3 years, 5 months, and some change. But truly, I only have today. You know, that's really all what it is. I've seen a lot of things since I've come into Alcoholics Anonymous, one of them being people's lives changed. Like, when I first got here, I remember my very first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous was over 20 years ago. My friend got a gift certificate from the Slow County Court. She begged me to go with her. And I was like, all right, can we go to the bar after? And you know, we went, there's a bunch of old men. It was, you know, a lot of smoking, which I thought was awesome. And it was in the room. Miss smoking meetings. You know, I didn't really hear what they were talking about to me. I hadn't crossed that invisible line yet by any stretch of the imagination. But I do remember a lot of happiness and a lot of laughter. And so that was my first impression of Alcoholics Anonymous. A lot of people had told me about Alcoholics Anonymous and that it was a cult and things of that nature. If you knew my mother, I've been around cults. So there's, you know, that really didn't scare me. But when I came in this time, I was desperate. I didn't care what you wanted me to believe in. I didn't care who you wanted me to pray to. I didn't care. It could be a frog in Australia. I don't care. I'll do whatever you ask me to. And I did. I found that sponsor and I started working those steps because my drinking, you know, again, I didn't really cross that invisible line until a little bit later than some of us do. You know, I've heard a lot of drinking, binge drinking at like 12. That was not my story. I had kids when I was younger. And so, you know, you had to be the mom, had to be responsible. Like that. I was a single mom. And mine really didn't hit till about 29, 30. And then that's what it was. You know, and drinking was fun. I had so much fun. I would go to the bar after work. I didn't want to hear the clients' voices in my head. Fuck those assholes, you know. And, you know, it, like that kind of thing. And I went to a bar and because that's what adults do, right? Like that's what I thought I was doing. That's not the case. I didn't know about the disease of alcoholism. You know, I thought the disease of alcoholism was like those people drinking out of the paper bag, which I still have yet to do. That is a yet for me. You know, and things of that nature and homeless and all that other stuff. And on page 33 in our book, it talks about it. You know, for women, sometimes it happens. We go beyond recall within a few years. And I remember the first time hearing that at a big book study when I was brand new because I had a really hard time reading when I first got here. My brain was scrambled. I honestly thought I might have a wet brain. Luckily, I don't. It takes a while to heal. But I remember hearing that and going, huh. And it made me, what I now know, is take my own inventory and go, yeah, that was about 3 years. 3 years and 28 days to be exact. Because for me, that's what it was. It started out fun, and I had some, we were actually just talking about arrests that we had had like right before this meeting, and I've had three in my life. That has nothing to do with my alcoholism. Two of them, I was sober, or not drinking. I have not been arrested in sobriety. keep that one locked down. I have full insurance, thank you very much, and a driver's license. I'm not driving around hot. No, but two of them, I wasn't even drunk. You know, I honestly thought that alcoholism had to do with my consequences of drinking because, you know, I being in Slow County and drinking in a bar in Slow, I was like, everybody has a DUI. I thought that was the price they had to pay to be an 805 resident, not, you know, just because I was hanging out with a bunch of drunks and all of them had a DUI. And so when I picked up my DUI, I still remember arguing with the judge. Let me explain. Because everybody, that's normal. That has a bad day doesn't go and pick up their daughter drunk from school, or attempt to, I should say. and then pick up a CPS case. That's not what normal people do, but let me explain, Your Honor, you know? And so that was my denial, my absolute level of denial. But I'm not too much in dwelling on the past. I'm gonna talk about today. So I got that sponsor. I started working the steps. I have a regular meeting pattern that I don't mess with. I do about 9 to 10 a week, sometimes more, depending on speaker meetings and commitments and things of that nature. And working with sponsees, that is a meeting because there is a big book involved. And my meetings last a lot longer than an hour with my sponsees, especially one of them. She's got a lot of questions, which is good because I had a lot of questions. But the best advice I was given when I first got here, because even though I was desperate, I still wanted to understand what the hell was going on. And I got told to sit down and shut the fuck up. And I was allowed to say yes, no, and I don't know. And that was the best advice I was given in early sobriety. And I continue to take that advice a lot. If my brain's scrambled and if I get called on to share in a meeting, which I never go into a meeting thinking I'm going to get called on because I'm not important. I'm really not. I'm just another drunk on the bus that is doing this thing one day at a time. And truly, I've reached the highest level that you can in AA, and that's servant. That's it. I've reached the top, and I love it up here. I really do. But once I got that sponsor and started working in the steps, I saw things starting to change, stuff that I could not explain. I could not explain. I do have a God. Most of the time I call him God. Sometimes it's higher power. Once in the time it's motherfucker. Because my God has a really good sense of humor with me. And he keeps me on my toes because he knows who he's dealing with. If I were one of those alcoholics that came in and got all that stuff in the first few months, I wouldn't be here tonight. I've had to work every single day. And I'm not talking about the cash-in prizes. I'm not talking about the cash-in prizes. I had $127.73 to my name when I walked into Alcoholics Anonymous. I don't have that today. That's not what I'm talking about. I was homeless. I have a home today. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a driver's license. I was unemployed and unemployable. I have all those things today. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when my head hits the pillow at night, I thank God for keeping me sober. I thank God for any service that I was able to accomplish in that day. I review my day. Where was I selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, or afraid? Because I do get fearful once in a while. There's real fear and there's imagined fear. And that's why I still have my same sponsor. I don't go out and sponsor shop or answer hunt. Because my home group, I have a home group too, because I was also told if I didn't have a home group, I'd be homeless. And I did not want to be homeless when I got here at all. And that's the Village Group of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in Oceana. You'll find me there 7 days a week. I have a meeting commitment. That is the newcomer meeting, 6 p.m. Thursdays in Oceana. There's always baked goods, just letting you know. And it's my favorite meeting of the week because about 200 years of sobriety shows up. People who have been doing this a lot longer, some of them than I've been alive, show up. I show up an hour early for that meeting before I had that commitment because we get to talk. We get to talk and we ask questions. The big book's brought out, you know, and then we share life experience because there's some stuff that I've experienced they have yet to experience. And we go back and forth because that's exactly what this program does. We get one alcoholic working with another. In fact, my favorite part, I don't even have to look it up, but it's XVII. That's my favorite one. It's one of the few lines in the book that I have memorized perfectly. It is also indicated that strenuous work, one alcoholic with another, was vital to permanent recovery. They give us the answer before we're even into the program. These guys knew what they were doing. These 100 people that wrote this beautiful book that I love. And I still have my original book after I picked up that DUI. It has a little coaster stain on it, you know, because it stood on my nightstand for a long time. And because I don't have the balls to throw it away. And I do reference it. When I travel, I usually take it with me. Now, if you would have told me 3 years ago that I'd be traveling around with a few big books in my car and being at an AA meeting on a Saturday night, I would have been like, you clearly don't know who you're talking to. Especially while the football game's on. Let me just put that out there. You know, I would have said, you don't know who you're talking to. But here I am. And I'm grateful to be here. I'm not just grateful to be up here. I'm grateful to be in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. Because A, not all of us make it here. And B, not all of us that come stay. So I hope you stay, truly. Get that sponsor. Work those steps. Your life is going to change. They told me that and I thought they were full of shit. And I was like, yeah, maybe that works for you guys. I thought I was too far gone and beyond human aid. Turns out I am. That's why I have a higher power. I ask my God every day to go in front of me before I do anything. I thank him for waking me up, because waking up was a very skeptical thing when I first got here. And I pause when agitated and doubtful, and I pray throughout the day to my God, and then I thank him at the end of the day. You know, they told me it was simple, not easy. And this is a simple program for complicated people, is what I have learned for sure. So thank you so much for asking me to be up here. I'm super grateful to be here, and I cannot wait to hear what Oak has to say. Thank you. Nice.
All right. Thank you, Dawn, for sharing your story. Let's give Dawn another round of applause.